A judge says he'll issue a ruling soon that could require the Wisconsin Elections Commission to reopen a complaint against Republicans who posed as electors in 2020. It's Tuesday, May 9th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, we'll have the latest on the St. Croix County Sheriff's deputy who was killed over the weekend. And Sarah Lear tells us what the end of the federal COVID-19 emergency will mean for Wisconsin. Stay with us.
Our world gets more complex all the time. You rely on WPR to turn complicated issues and the news of the day into understandable language. This essential service that you count on relies on your support. It's the largest source of our funding. If you've never given before, make a contribution now of, say, $10 a month at 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission will likely have to reopen a complaint against Republicans who posed as false electors after the 2020 election. Sean Johnson reports.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission voted unanimously last year to dismiss a complaint against 10 Republicans who posed as electors in 2020. One of those electors was Bob Spindell, a Republican member of the commission. Despite that conflict, Spindell decided to hear the case over the objections of the liberal firm Law Forward. They sued, and on Monday, Dean County Judge Frank Remington indicated he would issue a ruling in their favor.
That the appropriate remedy is to vacate the decision of the WEC and remand it back for further proceedings, which don't include Commissioner Spindell.
The complaint is one of two pending before Remington involving false electors, and the other Democrats are seeking nearly $2.5 million in punitive damages against the Republicans and their lawyers. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The man accused of killing a St. Croix County Sheriff's deputy on Saturday was on probation for kidnapping and sexual assault in a 2015 case in Minnesota. Rich Kramer has more.
A statement from the Wisconsin Department of Justice says 29-year-old Deputy Katie Lysing was shot by 34-year-old Jeremiah Johnson after responding to calls of a suspected impaired driver in the ditch. The statement says Johnson took his own life when other officers spotted him hiding in nearby woods. The DOJ didn't give more information about Johnson, but social media posts by family members matched the likeness, name, and age of Jeremiah Daniel Johnson. He was convicted in 2015 of kidnapping and third-degree sexual assault of an intoxicated woman in Minnesota. Johnson was initially sentenced to serve just more than 6 years in prison. In 2019, he was placed on probation. Katie Lysing worked as a deputy for 3 years in South Dakota and St. Croix County. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A delegation of sheriff's deputies from South Dakota will travel to Wisconsin to pay final respects to the deputy who was killed. 29-year-old Katie Lysing had been with the St. Croix County Department since last year. Sheriff Brian Mueller says they've lost a family member.
We have some staff that are very much wanting to travel out there, get to meet her brothers and sisters in law enforcement in St. Croix, share some stories about the impact she had on us, hear how she impacted their community, and that'll be all part of our healing process.
Funeral arrangements for Lysing will be announced during a press conference in Hudson this afternoon. After more than 3 years, the national COVID-19 public health emergency is ending this week. Sarah Lear explains what that will mean for Wisconsin.
The White House has declared an end to the public health emergency effective May 11th. That's tied to the phasing out of some state and federal aid to fight the pandemic. Deb Standridge is with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. She says a state-supported program allowing households to order free at-home COVID tests will continue until supplies run out. That could happen as soon as this month.
I would recommend that people please go and order the tests.
Another program allowing Wisconsinites to get free antiviral COVID treatments via telehealth appointments will continue until 2024. The federal government says it's still providing free coronavirus vaccines, even to those without insurance. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Workplace fatalities in Wisconsin have decreased slightly in the last 4 years, but new data may undercount job-related deaths because it does not include data on workers who died after contracting COVID-19 in the workplace. That's according to a new report from the AFL-CIO, a national labor organization. The report says 105 workers in Wisconsin died on the job in 2021. That year, the two leading causes of workplace deaths in the state were transportation incidents and violence. Stephanie Bloomingdale is with the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. She says more work needs to be done.
We would like to be the state in the country that has the least fatalities and the least injuries on the job.
The report also called on Congress to provide more resources for OSHA to address workplace safety. Bloomingdale says the agency is currently understaffed and underfunded. An 8-year-old Wisconsin boy who was missing in Michigan's Upper Peninsula has been found safe. The boy was camping with family in the Porcupine Mountains Wilderness State Park. He left the campsite to gather firewood Saturday afternoon and did not return. Michigan State Police say more than 150 search and rescue personnel scoured the 40-square-mile region on foot, according to USA Today. They found him on Monday around 1:30 in the afternoon. A statement from police said the boy appeared to be in good health. The boy is a student in the Hurley School District. The district posted on social media Monday afternoon that the community's prayers had been answered. And finally, new data from the U.S. Census shows that Wisconsin led the nation in youth voter turnout during last year's midterm elections. Anya Van Wagtendonk reports.
Almost half of Wisconsinites under 25 cast a ballot, according to the data, which has a wide margin of error. Experts credit voter-friendly laws like same-day voter registration and a culture of civic engagement in the state of Wisconsin. And while young people were considered decisive to Democratic victories in those midterms, Republicans see a chance to make inroads with young voters, too. Allie Benneker chairs the UW-Madison chapter of College Republicans.
Students are starting to realize the power we have, and so I don't think it's an anomaly. I think this is something that we should continue to expect.
Youth voting has been on the rise since 2018. It was also considered critical in last month's state Supreme Court election. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers are John Davis and Bridget Bowden. You can catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning. And as always, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a rating and review. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.